I went back to Shade's place to look after Luke's cats. Well, they're not Luke's anymore. I guess they belong to Shade's. Shade's has quite a record collection. LPs, 78s, even 45s. They're all jazz, blues, gospel, early rock and roll, classic stuff. I just put on Charlie Mingus when the phone rang.
Yeah, Celia.
Put Shade's on.
Who is this?
Are you out of hearing?
Shade's isn't here.
Put him on.
He's gone to Chicago.
Wise guy, I don't care who you are. Put Shade's on.
He left this afternoon for Chicago.
How did he leave?
He took the train.
Who are you?
I'm looking after his cats.
Looking after his cats. What's your name?
Jake.
What?
I said, what's your name?
Jake.
Who?
What do you mean, who? You.
Tell him Jake.
Jake.
Jake what?
LaMotta.
LaMotta.
LaMotta? He says his name is Jake LaMotta. What are you, some kind of a heavyweight?
You were named after your uncle.
I was named after my uncle.
The Raging Bull?
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, boy, this guy's uncle was Jake LaMotta. You Italian?
Half.
Half.
Half?
Half Irish.
Half Irish.
Half Irish.
Ask them what they want.
They're not going to tell me.
What's that?
What do you need from Shades? Maybe I can help you.
When's he coming back?
3 weeks.
But he said...
What'd he say?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. You go over with me.
I swear on my uncle's good name.
I swear on my uncle's good name.
Swear on his uncle's good? Listen, Jake. You have yourself a nice day. Ciao.
Jake LaMotta, is that the best you could come up with?
It got your respect. But you gotta work on your voice. You know, get deep, man. Hey, come with him all sudden, father. Father, mother was you. Come with him all go on, shut up. Get out. I like the one. You want the food? You should get out. Man, I got no shoes. You know, like that.
Hey, baby. Why don't you come on over here and have a little calzone? Hey. How'd you like that?
Needs work. Try it the next time when the phone rings.
How'd you know it was going to ring?
That's what phones do. Okay, you remember deep, heavy, right?
Shay's place. Shay's ain't here. What do you want? Hello?
Is Willie there?
Oh, Celia, where are you?
Fort Edward. I didn't know that was my stop. Fort Edward was the next one.
I know.
And there's no train back to Saratoga until tomorrow.
You're about 20 minutes from here. I'll drive over. I'll pick you up. Celia?
Yeah. Thanks.
Are you okay?
I drove to Fort Edward. It's an old train station, the classic kind, with a round, peaked witch's hat for a roof. It doesn't have a ticket master anymore. To catch a train, you have to stand by the tracks and wave your arm. She sat there on an old suitcase. She was slumped over, her head down. When I pulled up in my pickup, she looked up. The headlights reflected off her face. She had been crying. When she saw me, her body tightened. She wiped her face on her sleeve.
Celia? I'm Willie.
Hi.
Can I help you with that?
As we drove back, I tried to make some kind of conversation, but everything I said came out sounding stupid. Short Top finally gave me some worthwhile advice.
Shut up and drive.
Yeah, you're right.
What was that?
Nothing.
How is he?
Shades?
I haven't seen him since, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years.
He's okay.
Is he getting old?
He looks good. He's healthy.
And who are these cats he's so attached to? They seem to be his whole life.
I guess so.
He said the guy who gave them to him was murdered?
Yeah.
A car bomb?
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Luke? Yeah, I was painting his house. He owns an island on the Hudson. It's just down from Fort Edward.
I always thought things were pretty quiet up here.
They are, but now and then...
Kaboom!
Yeah.
Hmm?
Luke was a strange guy, but I liked him.
Are you the person who was in the car just before it exploded?
Yeah.
It happened in a cemetery?
It did.
Why did he go to a cemetery?
It's right on the Hudson, not far from where Luke had his boat, the one he used to go back and forth to the island.
But why was he in the cemetery?
I don't know. He was pretty drunk.
You mean he was peeing and then they blew up his car?
I think he was in the car when it blew up. You had anything to eat?
I had some snacks on the train.
I know a good place.
Bruno's is 50s retro. There's an area devoted to Elvis, another to Marilyn Monroe, one for James Dean, one for Marlon Brando. And that's where we sat. On the wall was a photo of Brando and Lee Marvin sitting on motorcycles. It was a still from the movie The Wild Ones. Behind me was a pink jukebox shaped like the rear end of the original Ford T-Bird. I put a couple of quarters in and selected something quiet enough so we could talk.
Are you going to stay in Saratoga Springs for a while?
I've never been here before.
It's a nice town.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Who are you?
I'm nobody.
How come you know Uncle Shades?
Well, I got to know Shades when he was a gardener working for Luke. Shades and I are friends, but I don't know much about him. Do you?
Yeah, he used to be a bookie.
What? No kidding!
He worked for a bootlegger in Chicago.
No, you're making this up?
He used to tell me all kinds of stories, running numbers, speakeasies. He had a pearl-handled revolver.
What?
I saw it when I was 11 years old, and he let me handle it. It was heavy. He made me promise not to tell. You're the first person I ever told.
She was easy to be with. That's probably because she was too tired to be tough. It's only about 10 minutes from Bruno's back to Shade's place. She fell asleep within the first 2 minutes. Her head was leaned back against the headrest. Her face changed. The muscles relaxed. The hardness fell away. She looked soft, sweet, vulnerable. I could even see that 11-year-old little girl in there. When I pulled up to Shade, she was still asleep. I knew I had to wake her, but there wasn't any hurry. I let her sleep.